Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Thanks for being here on this Falcons Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift, and we are live from Publix in Flowery Branch on Spout Springs Road. I'm going to ask you about this in a second, Mike.
Okay.
I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. These are his old stomping grounds, so I know there's history here. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out for the day. Baylor Athletic Director and College Football Playoff Chairman Mac Rhodes is stepping away from both roles for personal reasons. The Major League Soccer Board of Governors voted to align with the international soccer calendar by shifting the regular season to a summer to spring campaign beginning in 2027. Patriots took care of business and beat the Jets at home last night, 27-14 on Thursday Night Football. The Hawks beat the Utah Jazz last night, 132-122. It's their fourth straight win. The Hawks will be back in action Sunday against the Suns. Pre-game is set for 7:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 8. Before we talk about the Falcons, I need to know your history with this Publix, because you said you have a lot of memories here.
Memories is one thing. Do you guys ever have those moments in your past that you just cringe when you think about?
Of
like,
course.
Where you just like, they had like those like 15, 20 years ago when you're like, God, why did I do that?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
I have a moment in this exact Publix to the point where I walked in the door this morning, I started sweating because I was thinking, and now was it a big deal? No, but here's what happened.
All right. Break
so,
something?
As you guys know, the facility for the Falcons is like a mile down the road.
Yes.
I used to live kind of a mile the other direction. All right, so here's what happened. I come in here after practice one day, got all my gear on, I grab some lunch, and I go to check out. And the cashier is standing in front of me. There's a bagger, and the bagger girl goes, "Hey, do you play for the Falcons?" And I was like, "Yeah, yep, sure do." She was like, "That is so cool, man. We're such big Falcons fans in here. Like, thanks for coming in, blah, blah, blah." And the cashier goes, "Hey, can I get your signature?"
Oh, no.
I looked at her and I was like, yeah, no problem. Sure. If that's what you want to do. Like, you know, no big deal. Not a problem at all.
Yeah.
And we had this like 3-second stare down and she was looking at me like, "Can I get your signature?" And I was like, "Yeah, I mean, like, give me a, you know, I don't have a Sharpie or anything on me. And you guys know me, I'm not that guy." And she pointed down. She pointed down to the touchscreen and was like, "Right there." And I was like, Oh, you want me to sign for the card? Okay, here's my signature for the groceries. Thank you very much. I'll see you guys later. And, dude, I have never forgot that moment. As long as I live, I've never forgot that moment.
I wonder if she still works here.
Every time I come in here, I'm like, dude, I cannot believe, because you guys know me. I'm not that guy.
Well, you might have been.
I was that day.
Might have been.
I
For
was
like
that
5 seconds, you were like, absolutely.
The bad girl was like, this is so cool. And I'm like, it's really not. It's really not. But if you want to be cool for a second, that's fine. If you think that's cool, then that's on you.
Mike,
I have no idea.
Mike was one, like, literally 3 seconds saying, well, look, you got to pull a Sharpie out. I still carry a Sharpie around to give everybody my signature. Okay?
I was more like 3 seconds from going, do you want a picture too? I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
wow. I might get Mike a Sharpie,
I mean,
so he can
straight
carry around
up,
with him.
This has been probably 15 years ago, and it still to this day lives rent-free in my head to where I'm like, you are a freaking idiot.
She's phenomenal. Just out there existing, knowing that story, yeah. Telling people that
yeah.
story.
And in my brain, she said, can I get your autograph? But in reality, she definitely said, can I get your signature?
Well, in fairness to you, even though I don't want to do this, they normally say, I'm going to need you to sign there.
Can you sign there? Yeah, she definitely said, can I get your signature?
Or they say, it's going to prompt you to sign it. But,
anyhow,
you know, big-headed Mike, you know, he's she wants my signature.
Yeah.
I mean, you think I have a
– just calm down a little bit,
you think I just carry a Sharpie around for all my adoring fans just so I can sign for them?
Come on. Just calm down a little bit. Okay?
Oh, I love it. You're like, does anyone else notice me?
I'm sweating right now telling this story.
I mean,
that's how brutal it was.
Yeah, well. Calm down there, A-Rod.
Well, we are gearing up for the Falcons to take on the Panthers Sunday at 1 pregame with Mike and Bo. We'll kick off at 11 a.m. on 92.9 The Game. So I do want to talk about our offense and Carolina's defense. We've been teasing that forever, but for a moment, I want to flip to the other side because there is a quote from Jeff Ulbrich that I want to play saying that they had the best practice and meetings of the year.
Yeah, there's no doubt. The DNA of this team and for me, the defense, just because that's, you know, what I spend all my time with, it's interesting, and we're very fortunate. It's a group that is 100% thumb-pointing in every way, coaches and players alike. What can we do to get over this hump? And we all have to look in the mirror, and we all have to elevate and continue to – our process is – what drives us, and we have to make our process even better than it's ever been. World-class meetings, world-class walkthroughs, world-class practice, and I'm fortunate because this group is 100% all in on that. Today was, so far, the best meetings, the best walkthroughs, and the best practice that we've had since I've been here, so excited about what that would say about this group.
I'm stealing that. Thumb-pointing. I've been around so much coach speak my entire life. I've never heard anybody say thumb pointing, and yeah, exactly right. I don't know that it is. I don't know that it fits that category, but I'm stealing that, man. That's and why is it? And it's because of the performance of his unit on the whole. Because I believe him. You know what I mean? How many times do we sit here and play Raheem, and it's almost like met with skepticism from sometimes us, but a lot of people out there listening is like, I'm tired of the coach speak. I'm tired of this. I just want an honest answer. I want, you know, I want transparency. I want him to tell me how things are going to get better. And I hear Jeff Ulbrich, and he's like, hey, best meetings of the year. And I'm like, I don't know. I believe that.
But,
like, I 100% believe that those are the best meetings of the year.
Let's play this game a little bit. What did he – other than the delivery,
right?
What did he really give you?
He didn't.
He didn't,
nope.
He didn't do anything.
Didn't do anything different.
And no one's going to – I've gotten to be around Jeff Ulbrich for a long time, and you get to see the kind of human being he is. Great dude, and he's obviously a very good coach. He didn't say anything that – he didn't give you anything more or less than Raheem does. All he did was it's a different delivery. He said it a different way. He used a different phrase, thumb pointing. That's just something that we haven't heard. Raheem doesn't use that term. He did. That's the difference. It's just different. But basically all he told you was is that we had really good meetings, and we're going to go fix the things that didn't work because – we have identified it, and everybody's taking it on them to know where you know, everyone's taking on their role in what happened. That's all he said, which is nothing that Raheem hasn't said. He just said it a different way.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And that's why I said I don't know why, but I just believe him. Whereas there's skepticism with Raheem. Jeff Ulbrich, you sit there and listen and go, I believe that this is the best meetings.
You just hear him talk less. That's
It's what it is. It's you know, we have the conversation all the time about – saturation and oversaturation about people in sports media and all the other stuff, and that's exactly what it is. But it's also the way his units performed. I've looked back at Bryce Young's numbers. He's only been over 200 yards, I think, one time this entire season. And we obviously held him in check the first time we played them. He did not play very well last week in their loss to the Saints. So I think there is so much upside if we can rush the passer this week the way we did the last couple of weeks, that we can create those turnovers and hopefully on offense turn them into points.
I'm laughing because you said that stat, and I looked down at my chart, and I was like, what is his numbers this year? And we kind of have this little bit of a outside looking in that because they're, 5-5, that Bryce Young's turned the corner.
Oh, yeah, no.
And and his numbers, you know, put 61% completion, okay, 1,500 yards, 11 touchdowns, 7 picks. You don't know if I read you Penix's or Bryce Young's, but I read you Bryce Young's because Penix's is 58%, 1,800 yards, 9 touchdowns, 3 picks. So in his third year, is Bryce Young that far ahead of where Michael Penix is after, 11 games? 12 games, 13 games as a starter.
Does that make you, knowing that, does that make you feel better or worse about the matchup this weekend? Or, you know what, let me change that. Does that make you feel better or worse about the future of either one of these franchises?
It makes me feel slightly better about the future of ours because our guy, how many starts has Bryce Young made? I mean, I have to look it up, but I'm pretty sure
it's been plenty.
It's at least 30, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think I would say way over that.
And Penix's got half of that, and it's not like, dude, don't tell me that. I don't want to hear that Bryce Young doesn't have weapons because Teteroa McMillan is a guy that might win. He was early on and could still be Offensive Rookie of the Year talks. You know, you've got a two-headed monster in Chuba Hubbard and Rico Dowell. You know, you've got all these guys around him, and after 39 starts, thank you, Dylan. He's not showing any much, and he's supposedly got this. I don't know what show it was. One of our shows on our own station. How about, look, they went out and hired Dave Canales, and he's an offensive genius. But he hasn't done that much with Bryce Young.
Yeah.
No, is he that much of an offensive genius?
And that's why I point to it, because I don't necessarily want to look at Michael Penix and go, he's been better than Bryce Young, because I don't.
And I'm not saying that.
I know. But at the same time, I do look at Dave Canales, and I think he's a better offensive mind than Zach Robinson. And so you kind of start to compare it from that angle as well, and also the fact that he's an offensive head coach. And that's been a defense that has been very good at times, and he has still not been able to get it done, even though they have thrown the whole bank at certain players offensively. They just can't seem to piece it together and have Bryce Young actually come out of that shell. And, look, you know, as long as we've been doing the show, that I have never been on the Bryce Young hype train. I didn't understand – everything that followed him through the draft process and even being a Bama guy, I was like, I don't see it. And I still don't to this day. I'm just hoping I don't feel like that a year plus from now about Michael Penix.
Well, we're going to continue this conversation regarding Sunday's matchup between the Falcons and the Panthers. You can tweet us at 929MorningShift if you have concerns that you want to air out. Get out those feelings now. And today you can join Andy and Randy for a special broadcast of the Midday Show. They are live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead. They'll be enjoying all the food, drinks, and scenic views while also gearing up for a weekend full of football and basketball. It's Andy and Randy today from 11 to 2 at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Coming up, we're going to talk about Thursday night football, what went down. It is next with the Morning Shift live from Publix and Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks for joining us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift, and we are live from Publix in Flowery Branch on Spout Springs Road. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's back at the station. Gordon's out here trying all the goodies with us and keeping us on air. We're about to go in the huddle, but we do got to shout out our Publix crew out here. Corey and Tim and Daniel and Jazz and Jen. They've been taking such great care of us this morning. And I just got to try the Boar's Head Pumpkin Pie Dessert Hummus.
How'd that treat you?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I could crush the whole plate of
them. I've been eyeballing it for a minute.
It's so good. It's in a little phyllo cup. If you've ever watched the Food Network and they use the phyllo dough, it's very fancy over there.
Can't say that I have, but I trust you on that one.
Okay. All right. You got to try that. What's the latest thing you guys have tried over there?
I did the charcuterie cup. Insanely good.
I went back for seconds of the sandwich.
Everything croissant.
Yeah.
If you have time to come on out here to Publix, we would love to see you. We're not over in the dining section. That's where we're normally set up. They built a little stadium for us. The stands are literally Coke boxes. Yeah. And sodas surrounding us. They've got 92.9 balloons and, incredible.
I hate to say it, but we've peaked. As a show, we've peaked. Yeah. I don't know where we go from here. We've peaked.
Well, we'll be out here until 9 a.m. So if you're in the area, please stop on by. It's 5900 Spout Springs Road. And don't forget, you can always listen to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the Odyssey app, the iHeartRadio app, or TuneIn apps. It's all free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, the Patriots took care of business and beat the Jets at home last night, 27-14 for Thursday Night Football.
I was watching a big chunk of this game early on, and Kirk Herbstreit was doing everything he could to make sure that he was talking up Justin Fields and his ability. And he was like, look, I know there's been a lot of back and forth. There's been a lot of situations where, people take shots at Justin Fields, but he's so talented. He has all the tools necessary. And right then, he drops back to throw a pass. And I think they had already scored a touchdown at this point. And he throws the most perfect outside shoulder dime ball to A.D. Mitchell, and he dropped it. And the whole time, Kirk's going, I think I'll have to see the slow-mo, but I think this one went through his hands. And I'm like, it definitely went through his hands. But I think that's just a kind of a microcosm for how things have stacked up for the Jets this year. Even when they've done most of the things right, they kind of drop it at the last minute. They're a flawed team, and there's no doubt about it. They've got a massive hole to dig themselves out of because they just got rid of two of their best players.
Well, look, the hateful thing to say is at least A.D. Mitchell dropped it before he was walking into the end zone this time and just didn't catch it at all.
That is the hateful thing to say.
It's been a rough year for him. I think you talk about those moments, where someone wants you to sign for your bill and you think they want an autograph. He's had a couple of those this year on his own. It's been rough.
Just bring it back up and just keep needling me.
Hey, what? I don't want you to forget about it.
I tried to open myself up. That's okay.
That's what happens when you do it around here. New England is just continues to roll up. 9-2.
Yep.
And you sit there and I said, man, what are they now? And I went and read their record. I said, it should be 8-3. Should be 8-3.
Mm-hmm.
It should be 8-3.
Yeah, that, right.
They're a good team. They're raw, and this is what happens. You wonder now, and I don't want to be that guy. You wonder now, are they almost peaking too early? Because we see teams get in these really really hot streaks midway through the year, And then by the time the playoffs come, teams have started figuring out things and started been able to kind of slow them down. I wonder, because another good night from Travion Henderson, who's kind of taken over now as the lead back, and Drake May. Because Drake, I mean, the running game, they only had 65 yards last night on the ground, and it was pretty much all Travion Henderson.
Yeah, it was. I'm with you. I think they do, obviously, having the veteran staff that they have with the head coach and coordinators they have up in New England, I feel good if I'm a Patriots fan moving forward about their ability to adapt, given the ups and downs. I mean, last night's a prime example. You're not running the ball with much efficiency, but you can get it done through the air and on defense. Is there a team in the NFL that has a brighter future than the Patriots right now? Mm. Like I don't think you feel that way about Denver. I think the Bo Nix has stumbled at times.
Well, Denver's defense is so freaking good.
So good, but
Denver, you could make an argument that if you were going to pick one to win the Super Bowl sooner, you could pick Denver based on their defense.
Based on their defense, yeah.
Amount of time to kind of win with that.
I just don't know if there's a team with a brighter future than New England.
It turns. 2 years ago, we were talking about the Texans that way. Rookie quarterback, rookie edge rusher. They have what was our guy at the gas mask at left tackle?
Oh, Laremy Tunsil.
Laremy Tunsil. I mean, they are just set, and all of a sudden now they're a team that it's kind of. They're looking up at a team in their division.
Yeah, they are.
They're looking up at two teams.
Yep.
In their division. So
they fired Bobby Slowick.
Yeah, it turns. It can turn quickly. So right now you can make the argument, but it could turn quickly.
Yeah, it can.
Well, and speaking of the Houston Texans, their quarterback C.J. Stroud will miss his second straight game due to a concussion. Backup quarterback Davis Mills will start in his place.
Right. Davis Mills has settled nicely into a little career backup there in Houston, local kid, right? And he's a guy that I think it was either the year before or 2 years before they drafted C.J. Stroud. He was there, and now he's kind of he started some games for them, kind of settled in. So they have a backup that's kind of knows everything. He's kind of a veteran backup at this point who has made starts and done it at an okay level. He's won some of his starts.
Yeah.
So it's kind of
one last week.
Kind of reminds you of. I'm not saying they're the same, but it's kind of a T.J. Yates type thing.
No, it is. This is the first thing that popped in my head. And honestly, when you're a guy in Davis Mills and you can spot start, and last week his numbers were 27 of 45 for 292, two tuds, an interception. They had no business winning that game. If you go back and look at it, they were down, I don't know what it was, 29 to 10 maybe at one point, and they come storming all the way back in the fourth quarter and get it done. But if Davis Mills can show that he can spot start and put up numbers like that, he's going to be a backup for a long time, because you're only asked to do it maybe twice a year to come in and spot start at the absolute most. And if you can throw for almost 300 yards, they will keep you very happy for the rest of your career.
Well, the NFL has filed a grievance against the NFL Players Association. They've asked the union to stop its annual team report cards, saying this exercise violates the collective bargaining agreement by airing public criticism of teams.
Woody Johnson to shut his mouth is how I feel about that. Woody Johnson is the one doing this, the Jets owner, and he can shut his mouth.
This is one where I'm in the player's side on this. And I'd like to say I can understand where, as an owner, you could be torn, because you're like, hey, why do we have to air it publicly? Why can't we just come to us? But I would go to the other side. And look, the owner here is not a guy that needs if someone went to him privately and said, these conditions are bad, we need to get these things fixed, he would do it. But you go look at when they were aired publicly, they got fixed and more, right? They kind of almost went more got fixed because of how do you weight room immediately.
Yeah.
And Woody Johnson's gotten bad report cards and just doesn't do anything. I don't think he does anything about it.
And that's why he wants it covered up.
And that's why it should be public. It should be public to hold these guys, you know, accountable enough to say, hey, like, if something happens, you need to fix these things. You making hand over fist money, and the player, you want these players to be healthy. You want them to go out and live out their contracts, and you're not doing anything. I bet you Cincinnati was on board with this lawsuit as well.
Yeah, well, and it's funny because Woody Johnson, as the ownership, gets an F for the New York Jets last year. Of course you're going to want that put away. And this is something that I might have felt differently about at one point in my life, but the way things are wired now, when it's made public, there's a level of accountability. And that's just the way it is. And so I'm on board with it, man. You got to continue to do these things. Even if it's against whatever collective bargaining is, guess what? When collective bargaining comes back around, you better make sure that this is still in there because this has to be a part of things moving forward.
One big matchup in the NFL this week, Buccaneers at Bills. What do you make of this game?
Go Buffalo?
Yeah. they're both 6-3, I believe, is the – yeah.
Well, Tampa Bay has been able to, like – get. They've given up yards through the air, and I think that obviously that what Buffalo wants to do is run the football with James Cook and get him rolling. So that's kind of – and that's what Tampa Bay does well. What does Tampa Bay do well? They stop the run. They're one of the best run defenses in the league. I mean, you look at what they're giving up. They're 11th in the league at giving up 100 yards a game on the ground. So they're very good at that. So you wonder if you can get it going through the air a little bit with Buffalo and company.
Yeah, I think that Bucky Irving is supposed to be back. I think he did practice the last couple of days, so that'll be interesting to see how they deal with that. Rashad White kind of taking a step back for Tampa's run game. Both of these quarterbacks, though, mirror each other in a couple of different ways. They've been talked about in MVP conversations at times this year, but have also had their ups and downs. Baker Mayfield's kind of fallen short of those expectations the last couple of weeks. But they're both good football teams. That'd be a pretty good matchup. And watching Todd Bowles' defense match up with McDermott's offense, or I guess I should say Josh Allen's offense and Joe Brady's offense, but it'd be cool to see them kind of match up in that game.
Well, coming up, you two are going to have to make some picks, and it's also Fair or Foul Friday, so fair or foul. The Falcons' defense will get at least 5 sacks on Sunday. By the way, this would get them a higher number than last year's entire season. It was 29 last year. It's 29 right now. Last year it was 31. So if they get more than 2 this weekend, we could break that record. That's next with the Morning Shift, live from Publix and Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
app. It is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live from Publix and Flowery Branch on Spout Springs Road. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Gordon making sure we sound amazing out here, and Dylan is holding it down back at the station. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Have you guys fueled up appropriately out here at Publix to be able to make your picks right now?
Lightly. I hate to be the guy that always feeds into the O-line stereotype, but when I'm at Publix, I just feel like it's gloves off. Like, it's just time to go.
They brought that Falcon sub out, so I'm going to go get a piece of that here in a minute. But when's too early to start digging into M&M's? Because I've got a few.
I know. I have not cracked open.
I've got a few to get yeah, into here.
Those are on deck.
Yeah, candy corn as well. I have all the candy corn that exists at this Publix.
And you can have all of it that you want.
Yeah.
Just keep it at that end of the table.
Ain't nobody fighting you for that, all right?
If they're peanut M&Ms, it's never too early.
Oh.
They're straight milk chocolate.
Yep.
Melt
I think they're
mouth,
original. They're OGs,
hand.
Yeah.
It's still early enough. Or not too early.
Dylan, can you fill us in on what the records are for these guys when it comes to their Man Up Monday picks?
It will be my pleasure, Allie. So, through, 12 weeks of the college season, 11 weeks through the NFL season, or going into week 11 of the NFL season. Mike, you went 2-2 last week. I did add in the Monday night games. Both of you got those wrong, by the way, so congratulations on that.
Thank you for adding that in there. I appreciate that.
I did add those to the overall record. So, Mike, you officially went 2-2 last week. You're at 24-17-1. Bo, you also went 2-2 last week. You're at 23-19 overall.
That seems wrong, but I'm going to take your word for it.
I don't know. I'm not
mathing this early. But
well, you have math, still not someone. You still have one more somehow.
No. I fixed it. 24-17-1.
Okay.
Well, where did it go? Did he lose a win or a loss?
He had a win that was put in the wrong spot. So I gave him. It was a deserved win that he earned.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
I'm curious how much research really went into this.
Yeah, you know what? You should have just left it alone. Now I'm even madder. All right, let's get to our picks.
Okay, so let's get to your picks. Let's start with number 10, Texas, at number 5, Georgia. UGA is favored by 6.5. The over-under is 50.5.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm taking the
floor here.
I'm taking the over on this. I had at 50.5. I think Georgia has been in some games that they've had to score points to win based on how they've went. Their defense has started games, I don't want to say bad, but just kind of a little bit out of sync. And this is a Texas team feeling themselves a little bit. They might ride in. If this game plays out like every other game other than Miss State has played out for Georgia, there'll be points scored. So I'll take the over at 50.5.
That's an interesting pick. I would have definitely thought that you would go with the under. These defenses have both played pretty well. Texas defense is probably their best unit, might be one of the best units in the SEC when it's all said and done. I'm going to pick Georgia minus the points, and I really do feel like Georgia is rounding into form at the right time. And I know that take Mississippi State away, they just seem like a team that is primed with the good coaching they have to make a long playoff run, especially if they don't have to play in Atlanta. I just think they're playing at a high level. I think this game looks closer than it should be on paper when you break it down in the spread, but Texas has not looked very good, even recently with the 4-game win streak. So I'm taking Georgia minus the points. They won't steer me wrong.
Okay, let's move on to number 11, Oklahoma, at number 4, Alabama. Alabama's favored by 6.5. Over-under is 45.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go over in this one, and much like Bo was just talking about, I think that Ty Simpson can do enough through the air, the secondary. I think Oklahoma's front seven, very, very good, one of the best defensive units in the conference. And I think John Mateer is going to be able to do some things on this Bama defense. I think he moves around. I think he plays a style that historically Bama defenses don't vibe well with. So I'm going to take the over 45.5, and think there's going to be a ton of points scored in this one.
We're flip flopping here. I'm actually going to take OU getting the points.
Wow.
6.5 points is a good amount. Alabama's coming off one of their more stammering performances. Not really the team that I think that they are. I think they're better than that. That said, I think OU has got enough defense to hang around, and no matter where. Plus, it's a lot like Vanderbilt. Last year, Vanderbilt beats Alabama on the road. I mean, at home, and then they go on the road in Tuscaloosa, and they hang around for quite a while because they knew that they felt they can hang around with this team. I think OU knows that they can hang with this team. They think they're better probably than them. Defense is going to keep them in it, so I'll take the points.
All right.
Okay, we're moving on to the NFL. We've got Chiefs at Broncos. Kansas City is favored by 3.5. The over-under is 44.5.
If the NFL sets an over-under as low as 44.5, you can bet they know something and you take the under. And I am taking the under of 44.5 with this. I have no clue what they're doing on this one. To me, anything 45 points or under in an NFL game is crazy. Just based on, you know, you have to basically score 24. To me, 24 is a magic number in the NFL. And how many games are within one score anyway? So
yeah.
I'm going to take the under on this one. I don't know why, but that Broncos defense can get after the quarterback. I think they can get to Mahomes and maybe keep this game, even if they lose, keep this game under 45.
It's not so much the over-under. And mark this down because this is one of the few times we've actually agreed on a pick. I'm taking the under as well, 44.5. It's not so much the fact that the over-under is low. Like, I think that's kind of – 44.5 is kind of right there when it comes to the NFL. It's kind of average. But I think that when I look at it, I don't know why the Chiefs are favored by 3.5. And the way that Broncos defense can play, I think both these quarterbacks are going to struggle in this game. Give me the under 44.5 as well.
Okay, moving on to the Lions at Eagles. Philadelphia is favored by 2.5. Over-under is 46.5.
I feel kind of the same way about this one, but I'm actually going to go the other direction. I'm going to go the over on this one. I don't know why the Eagles are favored by 2.5. I can't figure out the NFL, but what I do know is that both these teams have explosive offenses when they want to. I think that both the offenses will get it done. I'll take over 46.5.
Yeah. I said 45. I had that magic number 45 earlier for a reason.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to sound – I didn't want people to, like, do a double take when I said, take the over at 46.5. Because that's what I was doing. I think you look at Philadelphia's defense last week holding Green Bay to 7 points. That's a little bit out of character. Dan Campbell's taking over play calling. So maybe they're filling themselves a little bit with the offense. I'll take the over as well.
All right. You ready for my rando pick of the week?
I forgot all about this.
This is one of my least favorite parts of the show. Go ahead.
We're going to make Bo go first because we know he has trigger fingers.
I don't like that. I was whatever.
All right. It's Tennessee Tech. Golden Eagles at Kentucky Wildcats. Kentucky's favored by 4 points. Over-under is 52.5. Bo, what say you?
Well, Kentucky just went 138-7 over Florida. So I would like to say that you would the 4-point spread is nothing and take that. But it's odd to me considering, you know, this it's a down week. But I'll take the – you said 52?
52.5.
I'll take the over. I'll take over 52.5.
What's the spread? 4?
4.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there's something they know.
That is very fishy. Like, every part of my being says take Tennessee Tech in that just because of the spread, but I'm not going to make it any more difficult than it has to be. I'll take Kentucky and just trust the fact that they're playing at a higher level right now, although they're probably not, and I'll probably regret everything I just said.
We'll see what happens with Man Up Monday.
And as a reminder, Mic'd Up and Fair Foul Friday brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Allie, take it away.
All right, fair or foul. This is one you guys have had a moment to ponder about. The Falcons defense will get at least five sacks on Sunday. And by the way, this will get them a higher number than last year's record. We're at 29 right now. Last year total was 31.
50 doesn't seem so laughable anymore now, does it?
Yeah, it doesn't, man. I'll go first. I'm going to say this is foul. I'll stop at 4.
Mm.
But that still gets them over their total this year.
Sure.
So I'll say 4. Bryce Young should be a sitting duck, and their offensive line is a little bit dinged up. So we'll see what happens with that.
I'm going to say fair. This defensive line is playing as far as getting after the quarterback as well as they've played all year, and probably in you could go back more than one hand counting how many years it's been since they've played this high of a level.
I agree.
So I'll go because I think the defense has a little chip on their shoulder after this. The what happened in Carolina, giving up 30 or 23, even though they really didn't play bad.
Yeah.
Fair or foul? If something sits in your house or office and it's been idle for over a year, it should be thrown away.
That's foul. That's absolutely foul because you never know just when you're going to need something. Look, I had 5 Omaha Steaks coolers sitting in my basement, and 2 weeks ago I had to clean out the fridge to defrost the freezer because of the noise it was making, and I used 5 of them.
Yeah.
So, and they had all been over a year old.
I would gladly pay the $10 it would have cost for me to just go buy five of those.
Yeah, but time is money, and you could have to drive to the store to grab them, and now you're gas money.
Here's the problem. Well, and Allie, you don't know this. Every January I do a New Year's resolution.
Okay.
Two years ago, my New Year's resolution was I'm going to turn around all the clothes hangers in my closet and face them the opposite direction.
Okay.
And if I get all the way to the next January and that hanger is still backwards, that means I haven't worn that piece of clothing in the last year. It means I'm giving it away. Exactly what I did. I got rid of like a third of my closet because of that. I'm 100% fair on this. If you haven't used it in a year, you need to get rid of it, especially if it's a hoverboard or some kind of petroleum fuel in some kind of box in a milk crate in your office. Not pointing any fingers at anybody, but I'm just saying.
All right, fair or foul. Given Michael Penix's quote that sparked a lot of attention the other day, the Falcons have gotten a lot of national press. Fair or foul, it's garnered more attention than Kirk Cousins' appearance at the Super Bowl last year. Or this year.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say foul because it just feels like that Kirk Cousins thing just would not go away and it kept growing legs. And because of the time of the year, at that point in time, I think that happened like on a Thursday of Super Bowl week.
Yeah. And so ping pong tournament.
There's really not anything to talk about on the Thursday of a Super Bowl week other than drama and other teams. The game is kind of what it is, and nothing's changing really about it. Media days are over,
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm going to say foul.
I'm with them. Foul. I think that there's so much hyper-focus on the NFL and everything happening not on the field during Super Bowl week. It's just, all these cuts always come out and all these background stories and all these guys that are around the Super Bowl town with their sponsors and doing all these appearances and things like that. The Kirk Cousins things was so blown out of proportion, in my opinion, but I think that was a bigger deal than what we're talking about this week.
Fair or foul, when you win an award on national TV, and I'm referencing Shohei Ohtani here, you should kiss your wife before you kiss your dog.
Let's see, what, the 7:54? My wife is probably on her way to work. You should absolutely kiss your wife first. I'm just throwing it out there, not trying to build up any brownie points. I'm just saying your wife always comes before anything else in your life.
I agree with that sentiment, but what if she was too far away and the dog jumped in for the kiss first?
What if you right now were holding your baby daughter and you won an award? Do you think you'd kiss your daughter first or your wife?
Well, I'd kiss my daughter on the top of the head, yeah.
You think you would first and foremost?
I don't know, man. I would probably be like –
and your wife's like, I'm responsible for that
thing right
there.
I'd probably throw my hands up. Melrose would fall because I wouldn't think about it.
Without me, that thing wouldn't even be here. You know what I mean?
I vibe with that. I don't think there's no contest.
Fair or foul. And this is as a sandwich has just been placed right in front of Bo.
I was gonna say.
Fair or foul. Mike has tried more items here at Publix this morning than Bo.
That's fair.
I don't know. You've got the sandwich now in front of you.
Yeah, he's got one too though.
Have you tried the M&Ms yet?
No.
Okay, well I'm gonna say that's fair then. I'm just saying, if he hasn't dove into the M&Ms, I'd say it's fair. If he had already knocked out a few M&Ms, I would say that's probably foul. But, yeah, man, look, I'm working my way around the room. Don't judge me.
He already ate another one of those pretzels.
Don't judge me.
Whole one.
And I don't regret it at all. I might go back for two. Y'all don't even know what I'm capable of in this place.
You keep going back, they might ask for your signature.
They might ask me to leave, actually.
I'm pretty sure that's what the food is here for. We're supposed to be indulging.
I don't know, man. It's delicious.
Well, coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Speaking of signatures, what is a cringe moment that lives in your head rent-free? Mike shared his story about thinking someone was asking for his autograph in this very public.
Do we have to relive this eight times? Like, I thought I said that in confidence earlier.
You said it on confidence with only millions of your
that
friends
listening.
That was
a confession. Listening.
If you have a moment that lives rent-free in your head like that, we would love to hear it. And what are your questions for Mike and Bo on this matchup this weekend? The Falcons, the Panthers, what do we need to be concerned about? 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next with the morning shift live from Publix in Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92. The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.